This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala al-Nabi al-Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire household, all his companions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and bless them all. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every single one of us and grant us every form of goodness. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this is the first Friday in the month of Ramadan here in the beautiful city of Cape Town, and it is the case across the globe. The Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been blessed with a double spirituality. The first is that of Ramadan, and the second is that of a Friday. The third is that of this particular moment of Jumu'ah. So we ask the Almighty to allow us to feel this spirituality. And we ask the Almighty to soften our hearts so that we can lean and incline towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, these are chances and moments that are priceless. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us in the condition of fasting with such great blessedness in terms of the time and in terms of the place we are in, being the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if our hearts are still not softened, and if our resolve to abstain and give up sin, abstain from and give up sin, is not yet there, then what are we waiting for? Brothers and sisters, let's promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to become better people. Ameen. I'd like to start off with a very important statement connected to fasting. We all know that we abstain from intimacy, from food and drink. But what is of utmost importance as well is that we be careful of what comes out of our mouths. What we say, what we utter, what we write, what we SMS, what we tweet, what we send on our Facebook statuses and so on. What perhaps we would be communicating in any way with others. People think, okay, I'm silent, I don't swear. But what do you do on WhatsApp? What do you do on BB? What do you do on the net during Ramadan? Be careful. My brothers and sisters, Shaitan comes to us and makes us oblivious. He makes us forget for a moment that we are in the condition of fasting. So if we'd like to achieve peace, we need to be careful of all these things. Let's modify positively. Let us rectify in a good way. But immediately, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us. Last night we had spoken about the pearls of peace. It was the third session that we had. And alhamdulillah, we went through many verses of Surah Ala Imran. I have chosen this 30-minute slot that I have today to continue with the pearls of peace, because we would like to mention more verses from the Quran, seeing that this is the month of the Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. Beautiful rhyming verse that Allah has sent down to us. This month of Ramadan, the blessed month. In it, the Quran has been revealed, guidance to man. Allahu Akbar. The criterion, that which distinguishes between right and wrong. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and grant us goodness. One of the most important issues that we learn regarding Ramadan, that we see a verse of, even in Surah Ala Imran and in many other places in the Quran, is to make haste to turn to Allah. Don't waste time. If you know I need to repent, you need to repent today. Don't say later on. You might never see the outside of this masjid again. It's possible. I may never. And wallahi, let's never underestimate the power of Allah. Like we say, we need to turn to Allah before death. Don't we agree? When are you going to die? That's the question. If you have a guaranteed answer, wait for it. Astaghfirullah. May Allah protect us. No one has a guaranteed answer. So if the answer to the question, when are you going to die, is any time, then you need to repent now. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verse number 133 of Surah Al Imran,
وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ.
Make haste towards the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The forgiveness from your Rabb. Repent to Him quickly and make haste towards paradise. Rush towards paradise. Because if a person is not walking towards paradise, it would mean he is walking away from paradise. And walking away from paradise, one wonders where exactly we would be heading. May Allah protect us from Jahannam. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want the akhirah, we want peace in the life after death, we need to be working towards Jannah. One of the ways of achieving it is increase your istighfar. Ask Allah's forgiveness. Here is a blessed place, the house of Allah. We ask Allah to forgive us. If Allah has accepted that, believe me, we will sail through to paradise because we will be having peace the day when we meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each one of us is going to present some gift to Allah. In what form? In the form of the deeds that you have done through your life. So what is your gift? Have you prepared a good gift? If you were to give someone a wedding gift or you were to give someone a gift on any occasion, you would make sure it's something acceptable. You would package it. You would pack it, make it look nice. No one would like a huge box with a small peanut inside. May Allah protect us. We've done so many deeds. Inside, there is nothing. There's a little peanut. That's not what we want. We would rather give a person a gift which is not even in a box, but it's something extremely valuable. Imagine someone give you a Lamborghini, say, you know what, this is just because Ramadan started. Allahu Akbar. I don't think that would happen in a rush here in Cape Town unless it was a little dinky or a matchbox vehicle. So my brothers and sisters, let's get more serious. The deeds we engage in are packaged and they will be presented as a gift. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my Rabb. I am engaging in ibadah for Him. The best gift you could actually present is istighfar and tawbah. Oh Allah, I am weak. Ya Allah, forgive me. I've tried my best, Ya Allah. And I know that you will do the rest. Subhanallah. May Allah bless us all. May He make us conscious. So it's important for us to make haste to this. And this is why immediately after that verse, verse number 135, Allah makes mention of those who've committed immorality. Those who have engaged in immoral behavior. Sometimes they might lose hope. Like we said last night, shaitan comes to us. One of the ways of him clutching onto us is that he makes us feel, I've committed so many sins that there is nothing left for me besides carrying on in my sin because the mercy of Allah is too far. If that's the case, we have been gripped by the devil. Never feel that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us very clearly, I will forgive you no matter what you've done. But the conditions are, you need to repent and don't go back to your bad ways. Allahu Akbar. So Allah says, verse number 135,
وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ.
Those who have engaged in fahisha, meaning immorality, or they have oppressed themselves in any way, they have wronged themselves in any way,
ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ.
Then they remember Allah. And they remember they have to return to Allah. They understand where they are heading. So a person engaged in immorality, and immediately after that they regretted it, they understood that they have to return to Allah, they remembered Allah, that is a flicker of iman. Like the hadith says, إِذَا سَرَّتْكَ حَسَنَتُكَ وَسَاءَتْكَ سَيِّئَتُكَ فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنٍ. When your good deed makes you feel good. You know, when we come in the evening for Taraweeh, and we sit, mashallah, crowded masjid where you are standing shoulder to shoulder such that you are a little bit squashed. That's the proper sunnah way of doing things. And you feel a little bit warm and the imam takes slightly longer and you try to get up and you cannot because you cannot walk out. The masjid is too full and then you have to sit and listen to a talk of the imam and you are sitting and waiting, mashallah, and you are happy. And when you are walking out, you feel so rejuvenated spiritually. Why? You did a good deed. You read Taraweeh. You stood with the imam. You stood with the Muslimin. And what else happened? Subhanallah. It was amazing. The environment, the vibe was so powerful that you actually walked out a happy person, although your day might not have been as spiritual. But because you engaged in one spiritual deed, it made you feel good. That's a sign of iman.
When a person doesn't have iman, they can do good and say, well, it's by the way, I'm just doing it for myself. But when a person has iman, I did this and I wish to gain closeness through it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why the hadith says, مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Whoever fasts Ramadan with full conviction, iman, expecting and hoping for a reward by Allah, wanting to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will definitely have all their sins wiped out. Look at the people of Europe. Yesterday I received an email saying in Iceland they are fasting for almost 22 hours. Imagine, 21 to 22 hours. If that is the case, hours is nothing. It's like just a delayed lunch. Allahu Akbar. You know, we're about to have lunch immediately after Jumu'ah, but rather than that, we will delay it and push it to just after sunset, inshallah. How beautiful. Sunset is a few hours away. Blink your eyes and it's there. May Allah protect us from Iceland. Allahu Akbar. May Allah assist those who are there, really. And may Allah grant them goodness. We don't understand the gift we are in. Imagine the young, imagine the women, imagine the men. What type of fast they must be going through. Only Allah knows, they know. May Allah protect us. And similarly, in Europe as well, they have long fasts this time of the year. They have almost 18 to 20 hours. May Allah bless us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us that when a person commits a sin and regrets it, it's a sign of iman. Some people, they drink alcohol. The first time a person drinks, they might say, I shouldn't have done it. But if you are not careful and you engage in it again, whether it's drugs, whether it is the gambling, whatever else it is, whether it is the abuse of your family members, first time you might regret. Second time, if you do not stop yourself, block yourself by force, what will happen? You get used to it to the degree that you commit adultery or you drink and you don't even bat an eyelid. You're looking forward to the next time you're going to go to the bar. Allah protect us. But when a person has iman, if they were to commit a sin, they feel so bad about it. They feel they should not do it. That is Allah saying, repent, turn to me. You have iman, you are a mu'min, you are different, you are a believer. Come on, turn to me, leave your bad ways. It will snatch your peace if you don't. So let's get towards the road of peace, the path of peace, the path that will lead us to ultimate peace. May Allah grant us paradise. So Allah says, those who have engaged in immorality or have oppressed themselves in any way, they've wronged themselves in whatever way, if they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as a result, they sought forgiveness for their sins. So Allah says, who is there to forgive sins besides Allah? Anyone? If you commit adultery, or you've drunk alcohol, or you've engaged in gambling, or you've consumed interest, can you just go to the friend of yours next door and say, forgive me? He doesn't own forgiveness. It's Allah who owns forgiveness. So ask Allah's forgiveness. Be convinced that it is Allah who can forgive you. So when you ask Allah, Ya Allah, I committed immorality. Ya Allah, I've oppressed myself in this way or that way. Forgive me. You are the owner of forgiveness. We have no Rabb besides you. We have nobody to forgive us besides you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَمْ يُصِرُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. The one condition is they should not continue on that bad way or on those bad ways if they would like to achieve the mercy of Allah. Knowingly, they should not do it. Like a person gives you a smack and says, I'm sorry. Then they give you another smack and they say, I'm sorry. They give you a third smack, I'm sorry. What would you do? Take out your revolver. Allahu Akbar. Allah protect us and grant us goodness. We're talking of toys here, inshallah. May Allah bless us. My brothers and sisters, you might tolerate someone who does something wrong to you once and they say, I'm sorry. They do it wrong to you again twice, I'm sorry. The third time, you might consider action, because the action they engaged in would require your reaction. You know that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from actions that have bad reactions. So my brothers and sisters, the same applies. You want to ask Allah's forgiveness, don't treat him like a child, like a baby, like a little person. Astaghfirullah. He is Rabbul Alameen. You cannot tell him, Ya Allah, forgive me, whilst you're still engaging in immorality. Quit it and tell him, Ya Allah, I've quit it. Forgive me. Allahu Akbar. Ya Allah, I've oppressed my wife or my husband or my family members. I've been abusive to them with my tongue. I have not said loving words to them, Ya Allah. I have not fulfilled my rights as a husband. Ya Allah, forgive me. From today, I'm going to utter the most beautiful words to my family members, my children. I will spend time to kick a ball to them. For indeed, kicking a ball to your child or playing with them for a little while goes a long way in their balanced development and upbringing. Do you know that? If you do not spend time with your children and you do not make them feel loved and adorable and you do not make them feel gorgeous no matter what they look like, it may hinder their upright development or balanced development. So you're right as a parent, as a spouse, you need to praise one another. You need to make sure that when you correct in a beautiful manner. Let them be people who can look at you and smile to say, when I'm wrong, this husband of mine corrects me in such a beautiful way with a smile, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. These are some of the gems that we sometimes overlook. People look at Muslims and say, these guys, they oppress their wives. Or these people oppress. Why? Because of how we are behaving. Not because of Islam. Because of how we are behaving. It's about time we actually changed our behavior and brought it in line with the teachings of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. Let's listen to the rest of that verse. So Allah says,
أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ.
Those people who were just described now in this verse number 135 of Surah Ala Imran, Allah says, for them shall be forgiveness from Allah.
وَجَنَّاتِ.
And we will give them paradise. Amazing. A person who's committed sin and immorality, they asked for forgiveness and they did not repeat their sin. Allah says, we will forgive them. And on top of that, we have prepared for them paradise. Allahu Akbar. At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lah. The one who has sought forgiveness from sins is equivalent to he who has not committed a sin at all. Amazing. Because when you've made a resolve to turn to Allah, Allah says, my worshipper, I don't want to look at the bad past, the evil that you've done in the past, but whatever good you've done in the past, we'll carry it through. Amazing. Subhanallah. Today we have an antivirus on our computers. So what happens? We immediately press the button and we want all the viruses to go. Sometimes when you are deleting an app or some form of a program that might have a virus in it, do you know what the computer does? It takes out some relevant information that might hinder the restarting of your computer or your device. That will not happen when it comes to Tawbah. That's an antivirus. What happens? It removes all the viruses from within you. And your spirituality is number one. May Allah protect us and grant us goodness. And you find you restart in such a way that tomorrow morning, before Salatul Fajr, you are already here. Whilst the Adhan is going on, you are sitting in the masjid. Allahu Akbar. What spirituality? May Allah bless us, grant us goodness. Like I said, nowadays we get up for tahajjud with the wrong intention. Do you know what intention we have? Suhoor. But that's the time of tahajjud. Why don't you change your intentions slightly? Say, Ya Allah, I'm going to get up with three intentions. I'm going to read whatever I can in terms of tahajjud, and I will engage in dua, and I will have my suhoor. Wow. Allahu Akbar. Look, a bonus upon a bonus, mashallah. May Allah protect us. Just modify your intention. You are going to get up, engage in two raka'at minimum for the sake of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make a short dua, and then have your suhoor. But that is the time of tahajjud. You are so blessed that in Ramadan, Allah is making you get up for it. Don't let the cereal and what do they call it? The muesli and all the other little goodies and the little items you are going to be devouring at that time become your sole intention. It shouldn't be. It should be part of the intention as a barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. So Allah says,
وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ.
Gardens beneath which rivers shall be flowing, subhanallah. What a great abode for those who want to do deeds. Are we ready to act? Are we ready to do deeds? If you want to do your deeds, you will earn paradise. To do your deeds, you need to abstain from the bad ones and you need to do the good ones. Who would like their computers to be affected by viruses knowingly? Well, our spirituality is affected by the virus of our thoughts and our actions. And sometimes it spoils up the restart of our own deeds of goodness, because we are people who become bogged down, slowed down. That processor becomes so slow because there are too many viruses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. Let's look at what else Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. Like I said moments ago, in our families, amongst our friends, our brothers and sisters in faith who share the shahada with us, our brothers and sisters in faith who share the shahada with us. What is the shahada? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his worshipper, his messenger, his final messenger, his slave. Allahu Akbar. Once we declare that shahada, we are brothers and sisters, the bond thicker than that of blood. If you do not feel it, something is wrong with your spirituality. Today we have divisions that we've created for the smallest of reasons, and we lose the bigger picture. So what happens? The real enemy is really enjoying, because he doesn't need to act anymore. He just needs to assist in blowing up minor petty issues amongst members who share the same shahada, so that they kill each other. May Allah protect us. The hatred amongst people who declare the same shahada is only from the devil. So if you feel hatred towards someone who shares the shahada with you, there is something wrong with your spirituality. If there is something really that you would like to assist them with, do it in the most beautiful way. Let's listen to this beautiful verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of addressing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Verse number 159 of Surah Al Imran.
فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ.
And it is through the mercy of Allah that you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were very lenient and compassionate with them. With who? With those around you. Lenient, compassionate. Where does leniency come from? Comes from the mercy of Allah. Rahmatullah. When you are lenient, compassionate, loving to your family members, it's from Allah. When you are not, when you are hard-hearted, when you are rude, when you are vulgar, it's from the devil. So ask yourself, when you go home today, change your life. My brothers and sisters, do you know many homes are suffering for nothing? For no reason. There is not supposed to be suffering in the home. Husband is a very good man. Wife is such a good sister in Islam. The children are brilliant. The parents are excellent. The in-laws are lovely people. The devil creeps in and makes us develop cracks where there are no cracks. So we start chiseling into a ceiling when there are no cracks in the ceiling, damaging a beautiful ceiling. Allahu Akbar. But you can change your ways. Become a loving person. Say good words. Spend some time with your family. That's all they are asking you for. Spend some money on them. Remember, the best wealth you could spend is that on your own family members, for the morsel of food that you are putting into their mouths. Rise to your responsibilities. Give up your bad habits. This is from Allah. And if we do the opposite, it's from the devil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and grant us goodness. So Allah says to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is through the mercy of Allah that you have been lenient with them.
وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ.
If you were a person who was rude in your speech, vulgar or immoral in your speech, and you were harsh-hearted, your heart was hard, and the way you spoke to people was not correct, they would have all dispersed from around you. That's what Allah is saying. Addressing whom? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Did he have any of those qualities? Not even one. He was perfect. He had qualities that if we are to look at them, we emulate and follow blindly. Close your eyes and follow. It will lead you to the path of peace. That is the path of peace. Subhanallah. That is the path of peace. When you follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take a look at how he spoke to those around him. Even his enemies, he addressed them with respect. Do you know that? Today a small person does something to us. He's a family member. We use F's and B's and then we claim it stands for Facebook. May Allah protect us. May Allah grant us goodness. Really. We use the most vulgar of language with our family members, with those who are part of the ummah, with the friends of Allah, with the ulama, because we've had one or two small differences, finished, it's over. This man is a what and a what, words that are so bad. Allah says, it's only the mercy of Allah that can help you abstain from those words. Stay away from them. If you are rude, people will run away from you. Your family, you will lose them. Imagine if you don't know how to speak to your own wife, she won't last more than a week. After that you hear, there was a divorce. But we had all the booba last week, subhanallah. What happened to that? Well, it's coming after the middle of Ramadan. Allah protect us. May Allah grant us goodness. My brothers and sisters, we don't want to hear of divorce immediately after nikah, after getting married. Sometimes it's only because of your mouth. You did not know how to speak. You uttered lies. You uttered falsehood, vulgar words, immoral behavior. This is why your peace is snatched away, my brother or my sister. So let's learn to be upright people. Let's learn to be lenient. Soften your heart. Learn to give up sometimes, something very important. Learn to give up sometimes your opinion when it is minor. It is a minor thing. Not everyone needs to eat what you want to eat because I'm the dad. I'm the boss. It no longer works that way. Subhanallah. You may be the boss, but you will earn that respect. And that position, people will grant it to you willingly if you deserve it via your credentials. Do you know that? If you have the credentials of a father, you will automatically be looked up to by everyone in the home. But when you are a father and you are demanding that respect, when you are a person whose mouth is vulgar, who the way you speak is upside down, what would happen? People would actually look at you and say, you are a disgrace, you are an insult, and I don't want to live with you anymore. May Allah protect us. My brothers, my sisters, blessed month of Ramadan. Look at the lessons and the gems we are learning from the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. Then there is a verse that I would like to make mention of that brings reality. Allah says, verse number 185 of Surah Al Imran. We read it last night.
كُلُّ نَفْسٍ الموت.
We've heard that so many times. Every soul shall taste death. Imagine taste. It means death has a taste. Imagine. And Allah says, every soul shall taste death. Think about it for a moment. What have you prepared for that moment? Every soul shall taste death. The body you have, and I love to say this because it's a reality. The body you have is a uniform that you've worn. Your soul shall take out that uniform and carry on. The uniform will remain in the ground whilst your soul has gone. So this body you have is an amana. Stop tattooing it and stop piercing it in places that you're not allowed. And stop treating it in a way that its health is being compromised because it is an amana from Allah. Imagine if I were to give you the latest car that I have and tell you, brother, I'm going out for Hajj, look after my vehicle. And when I come back, you've painted a big, painting on it, and you told your child, take a paintbrush and just draw my name on it and do this on it. And then you took it this way, that way, you changed the tire size and you did this. And when I came back, you looked at me and said, hey, your car. And I looked at you and said, what? Is that my vehicle? I trusted the wrong man. Your body is more important than a car. Why are you tattooing it? Why are you damaging it through drugs and through whatever else it is, even if it is smoking? Quit, give it up, my brothers and sisters. Give it up. Wallahi, this is an amana. You need to return it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a condition that is acceptable. It's just a uniform that's going to come out one day. May Allah protect us. Every soul shall taste death. So who is the winner? Allah says, فَمَن زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. The one who has been protected from hellfire, saved from hellfire, and been granted entry into paradise is the one who has succeeded. That is the one in ultimate and total peace. And how will we achieve that? Through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us, He asks us to be patient when we hear bad words from people of other faiths, from people who do not agree with us. Verse number 186, go and read what it says. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, you will be tested, you will be tried, you will hear a lot of abuse from the people of the books before you and from the polytheists. They will speak in a tone and they will abuse you. They will utter words that may hurt you. Allah says, whoever is patient and bears taqwa, is conscious of Allah, that is the best thing they could do. May Allah protect us and help us to react in a correct way when people try to harm us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says right at the end of this particular surah, Surah Ala Imran,
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sabiru wa sabiru wa rabitu wattaqullaha la'allakum tuflihun.
O you who believe, persevere. That's a part of sabr, isn't it? Isbiru, persevere, bear patience, endure, sabiru wa rabitu, remain stationed. Whether it is in the masajid or at a place where Allah has instructed you to remain stationed. Be steadfast. Do not be absent where you are supposed to be present. And do not be present where you are supposed to be absent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be conscious of Allah in order that you may achieve success. May Allah grant us success. May this blessed month of Ramadan be the best month we've ever had. May we be people whose hearts are softened, who learn to love one another, starting from our own homes, and the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, our concern goes beyond just the ummah. We should be concerned for humanity at large. How best can this beautiful deen and this beautiful faith and these beautiful teachings get to those who may not be Muslims yet? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless humanity at large by guiding them towards the goodness of this deen. And may He bless all the creatures that He has created in every single way. May He protect us from whatever He has created that we need protection from. Until we meet again this evening, we say, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Subhanallahi bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.